You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good morning. I'm looking at the Stock Exchange News Service and I can't see anything, so let's go straight to the spot prices and starting with the currencies, where the Rand is bang on 18 to the US dollar. The British pound against the Rand is 2018. The Euro Rand is 1767. Euro dollar 98.15 or 98.15. In other words, 1 euro buys you 0.9815 US dollars. British pound, there's so much political stuff going on there that the traders really don't know what to do. But anyway, it's 1.1210, that exchange rate. Let's go back to Friday and have a look what happened on the US markets. It wasn't nice in the last couple of hours. The Dow Jones fell 1.7%. The S&P fell 1.5%. So did the NASDAQ. This morning in London, the FTSE down 0.5%. The DAX down 1%. The CAC 40 down 1% as well. In the Far East, Tokyo, 1% higher. That's a currency factor. Shanghai down 0.5%. The Hang Seng down nearly 1%. And the All Share in Sydney down 1/3. As for commodities, well, the gold price is unchanged. The platinum price is down 1% or $10 per ounce to $860, and the palladium price is down just very, very slightly to 2,171. Now, after the OPEC news of cutting output, yeah, that's going to stick. The oil price is up nearly 4%, but trust me, and this is not a recommendation, it won't last. Brent crude, $88.44, up nearly 4%. West Texas crude, $82.79, up 4.1%. Natural gas prices are down 2%. And other commodities, well, iron ore has fallen to $98 per ton, which is down 3%. And that's the really big mover of the day. Let's go now to the US 10-year Treasury bond yield, which shows 3.78%, which is down around about 3 basis points. The South African 10-year bond yield is 10.85%, down 4 basis points. And Bitcoin, I have to do this, but I hate doing it, 19,209, which is down 0.4%. S&P 500 futures looking forward to this afternoon, very, very quiet indeed, but up, and that's a gratifying sign, up 0.2% to 3,609. Let's have a look at some of the early movers on the JSE. On the upside on the JSE this morning, after around about 15, 20 minutes of trading, Bytes up 4.25%, forget that. HCI up 3.2%, forget that as well. Investec PLC, don't forget this one though, up 2.2%. Investec Limited up 1.8% with Hammerson, the property company, up 1.75%. South 32 on the downside to the tune of 3.1%. AVI down 1.75%. SPAR has fallen by just over 1.5%. Exxaro in the red, also just over 1.5%, as is ShopRite, down just over 1.5%. As for the major indices, they look like this. Gratifyingly boring, actually, with the resources index down just over 0.5%, industrials just creeping into the red, financials just creeping into the green. The top 40, 57,303, down slightly, as is the all share, down slightly to 63,619. I'll be back later on with Shapiro World with David Shapiro talking to us from Boston, and then after that, the 5 o'clock shallow. So please join me for both of those. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.